Hello and welcome to this episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. This was a session that took place on October 24th, 2017 with the Colorado local band Gasoline Lollipops. Thanks for listening. 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. This is the local lunch hour with me, TBD, and I am so happy to say that we have a live in studio right now with members of the Gasoline Lollipops. They are here ready to talk about, you know, a new album that's coming out soon, talking about that process, talk about music in general, and also play some great tunes. We're going to start off this live in studio session with the song Smoke and Steam, performed live again by the Gasoline Lollipops here in the KCSU station. Thanks for listening.
This on my daddy's south of Moab, Utah, caught in the snares of a black magic brouhaha. I left his bones for dust in the twilight pale, but he followed me down to Tupelo with the rest of the ghosts on the Natchez Trail. Suffer the sharks and the man of war's out at sea. Till one day the monsoon came to visit Texas. Soon I'm here, thought she looked good, had her for breakfast. Yeah, nothing is at all what it seems. It's all mirages and dreams. I'm just running lost among the smoke and steam. In search of a cause, I fell in with an orphan crew. Dug a tunnel all the way from the Bay of Fundy to Cataloo. Celebration of a destination. Tried to shake their hands, but they disappeared just like I feared. Left me standing alone in no man's land. Yeah, nothing's at all what it seems. It's all mirages and dreams. I'm just running lost on the smoke and steam. Near Calico Rock in the middle of a July night, fell in love with a pale blue girl, said she could show me the light. Took my hand and said, understand, now there ain't no going back. But that light was as big as a full fall moon. Before I noticed I was walking on the railroad tracks. On the railroad tracks. Yeah, nothing is at all what it seems. It's all mirages and dreams. I'm just running lost among the smoke and I got a sugar cube for a soul. I got rain most every day. Together we sweeten the world. Alone I'll wash away. Hey, hey, hey. Together we sweeten the world. Alone I just decay. Hey, 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 hey.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. You just listened to a live performance of the song Smoke and Steam, performed by two members of the band Gasoline Lollipops. Hello, if you would like to introduce yourselves to everyone.
Hello, everybody. My name is Clay Rose.
And I'm Bradley Morse.
Wonderful. And Clay, you play the guitar, obviously. At least that's obvious for me because I can see it. And then Brad, you play the upright bass.
Correct. Yeah.
Wonderful. So cool to have such a wonderful instrument in the studio right now. And I wanted to just, you know, chat. You guys have been up to a lot recently. You have been playing some shows. You just played at the Stanley Hotel, correct?
Yes, we did. That was quite an experience.
Did you see any ghosts?
Were you spooked? Lots of ghosts.
Yes. Ghosts, yeah. Very spooked.
I'm not sure if I saw anyone that wasn't a ghost there.
Okay. You walked in, you're like, I am now also a ghost.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wonderful. That's really cool that I've never been to the Stanley Hotel, so that's...
Mm. And we were there for the Shining Ball,
which
is the Shining themed ball. Jack Nicholson was there.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Oh, okay. But that's all that counts when you're at the Shining Ball.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's so cool. And then also you just released a single off of your new album.
Last week. Mm-hmm. Yep. Soul Mine. That's the title track off of our new album.
Absolutely. That's so cool. Did you want to maybe talk about the experience of writing that album? I know it on the website it said it was a lot of, you know, blood, sweat and tears went into that album and seemed like.
Well, just between you and I,
okay.
I actually came up with the album cover. Mm-hmm. First, and then I named it after the album
the
cover.
The hand holding the
piece
of coal.
Yes, holding the coal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then from that, I named it Soul Mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought I should write a song called Soul Mine.
Huh.
And then I thought I should write 9 other songs to put on the album. But before any of that took place, we booked the CD release party.
So you just did it completely opposite.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny. That's interesting. Did you actually book the CD release party
first?
You're like, I'm going to set a deadline for
that
myself.
That is actually true.
It's true. Yeah.
And I don't know that I would suggest bands releasing an album that way.
Yeah.
It's kind of stressful. But luckily, we put together a Kickstarter campaign to help us make the thing come to fruition. And it did. Our fans came through.
That's awesome.
We hit the goal pretty quick within a few days, and then we had an engineer lined up, and it kind of fell through last minute. So I ended up engineering most of the album.
He did a great job.
I bet.
Well, thanks. Yeah. It was my freshman effort.
It was great.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm excited to hear it. That'll be great. So is that the first time you've ever, you know, worked with Kickstarter to do anything, you know, with music?
We did a pledge campaign, which is basically, you know, pledge music. It's basically the same thing. We did that with our, what did we do that for?
Did
we
do it
for Resurrection? Yeah.
The previous
but
album.
We had a much smaller goal that time.
Gotcha.
Because we funded most of the album ourselves, and then at the end, we came up a little short. So
gotcha.
We had a much smaller campaign, but we hit that goal. This one I thought was...
bit larger.
And it was quite a bit larger. I didn't know how it was going to turn out, but we were pleasantly surprised.
Yeah,
the world of technology and the internet, it's an amazing place sometimes.
Yeah,
that's really awesome. So up next, we are going to be listening to another song, and this is a song actually that's going to be on this new album, Soul Mine.
Yeah, we're playing a little bit different today. We've reformatted it to our duo configuration.
Yeah.
It's typically a little bit more ruckus.
Yeah.
But it's also early in the day. We didn't want to give anybody
a hard time
okay. Or a heart attack.
Awesome. So this is going to be the song Child of God, which can be found on their album that's coming out in...
December 16th,
there you go, coming out December 16th. So you are hearing it specially and in advance in a really cool, more acoustic duo version of the song right now on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. This is a live in-studio session with the Gasoline Lollipops. Thanks for listening.
I've been wanting to go to bed. Seems like ever since I was born, I've been wishing I was dead. child of God. It don't please me like it should. Giving my gift of free will, it don't free me like they said it would. You know, a deal with the devil is starting to sound good. Born onto a race who survived by being mean. The empire they built was a mindless money grubbing moron's wet dream. If I stay, gonna kill me, but I don't have the strength to leave. So I gasp for air that can't be spared. The apocalypse needs to breathe. And being a child of God, it don't please me like it should. Giving my gift of free will, it don't free me like they said it would. You know what deal with the devil is starting to sound good. Robert Johnson of old, 'cause that's where you go to deal with the devil, or at least that's what I've been told. But all I saw was storm clouds, and all I felt was cold, and all I heard was a belly laugh from heaven as a thunder rolled. Being a child of God, it don't please me like it should. Giving my gift of free will, it don't free me like they said it would. You know what to do with the devil is starting to sound good. You know what to do with the devil is starting.
KCSU Fort Collins. This is the Local Lunch Hour with me, TBD, and you just heard a special live performance of the song Child of God, performed live in the studio by the Gasoline Lollipops, and they crushed it. Yes, they did. That sounded amazing, guys. That sounded incredible.
First time.
Thanks for that guy. Thanks. Yeah, we have never played it that way before.
Well, you know, I think maybe you should add it to the lineup.
Maybe so, yeah. Make it a hidden track.
Like, yeah.
We were talking about doing acoustic stuff, so
oh yeah,
we can do that.
I think cool. It sounded fantastic, but so in reality that song is much faster and much louder.
Yeah, and double whole step.
Yeah, it's probably like the most punk rock song on the whole album. Yeah.
That's awesome. So then if people want to hear that fast version of the song, you are going to be in town this week.
We will be, Friday night we're headlining the Aggie with Whippoorwill.
Yes, Whippoorwill. They were in the studio yesterday. They were also fantastic. That's really cool that you guys have come together, because I think your sounds your sound.
Yeah, Whippoorwill is awesome. We played a show with them last week at Lost Lake, and they were killer.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun.
Alicia's sounding like Neil Young on that guitar.
Yeah.
You know, that crunchy, like
Yeah, how did you guys, you know, sync up? Like, what brought you two together?
Well, I've played with Alicia before with Patty Fiasco.
Absolutely.
So that's how I met her. And then I saw Whippoorwill. Was it last year or the year before at Foco MX?
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I fell in love with that band. They were just an acoustic duo then. And they've gotten a bit more rock and roll, which is good for us because that means we can share bills more easily.
That's awesome. So I was going to ask, you know, kind of what that last song was about. I'm sure when it's more upbeat, people kind of don't notice the lyrics.
How depressing
the lyrics are. Version, I was like, ooh, wow, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, you don't have to talk about it if you don't want
to. Probably about the most depressing song I've ever written. It's just that, you know, I think it's really appropriate right now. I know we're not supposed to get all political on the air. I won't get political. I'll just say that sometimes the political climate makes me want to kill myself. I wrote a song about it.
Fair enough, you know.
There you go.
Oh my goodness. You know.
Makes everything a little bit better.
But, you know, writing songs, I need to clarify that writing songs are expression in the sense that you would express a boil or an infection, right? That like it's like lancing it and it lets the infection out into the world so everyone can enjoy it, and then I'm free from it.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's how that worked. I haven't even thought about politics since I wrote that song.
That's good. Well, then I'm glad that helps you, you know, deal with the variety of emotions that have come with the world being as it is.
Yeah,
that's good. That's what music is about. If we want to jump into your next song, which is also going to be...
Yeah, we'll spare you the rest of this interview.
No, that's all right. I'm having a good time. You guys are a lot of fun to talk to. But if we want to jump into the next song, which is also going to be off the new album, this is the song Montreal. And we'll just go right into it and then possibly talk about it after the break. So definitely stick around. Thanks for listening to this live in-studio session with members of the Gasoline Lollipops on the Local Lunch Hour on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Another hour, then I gotta run. I gotta fly away and leave you to fall. Yeah. Leave you to stuff your flowers in a shotgun and blow the petals all over the wall. Well, I know you think you're on a crusade. You got a world to save and it's hanging by a thread. I know you think you gotta be brave. But there's nothing but a slave inside your head. Whoa, whoa, I know you're living in a dream world. Whoa, even though I know this must seem real now. Above duality, you want to transcend day and night. I guess I'm old fashioned, I just don't share your passion for never changing eternal twilight. We'll go on and give oblivion a shot. You go on and fade to gray if you got to. And maybe you'll do better without God. Maybe I'll do better were true, and I wish that were you sitting across from me instead of this impersonation of who you used to be. Everything that we were comes down to this, and all we built was sinking ships. And by tomorrow we'll both just be shadows on the wall. Take me back before we lost it all. I wanna go back to Montreal. To Montreal. Oh, 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 oh.
KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard a live performance of the song Montreal by members of the Gasoline Lollipops. I have them in the studio with me right now. And, you know, I wanted to ask, again, that song sounded really personal. And if you want to share any details about it, you are absolutely allowed to.
Well, it's a goodbye song, mm-hmm. You know, long-standing relationship. The paths veered different ways, and so it's a goodbye song and reflecting back on a perfect day that we had spent in Montreal.
All right. Yeah. Oh, it was really lovely. And is that also more upbeat when it has the full band with it?
That's no, that's more depressing.
That's that is depressing, and it sounds depressing.
Yeah, because we even have a violin on it on the album, which makes it that much more depressing.
I wanted to ask, you know, while y'all are tuning in, what would you say is the difference between, you know, your past album or the last album, Resurrection, and this new album that's coming out again December 16th? What would, you know, differences in tone, theme, etc.?
Well, the theme is different in the sense that it's our first vinyl release. This one is going to be our first vinyl release. So we sort of designed it to have an A side and a B side.
Oh, cool.
And the A side is all rock and roll, mm-hmm. and the B side is all ballads.
Gotcha. That's mm-hmm. really cool.
So if you're listening on disc, it might not make too much sense. It might seem a little bit schizophrenic.
It's just like it starts out strong and then it gets slow.
It gets more and more rocking, and then all of a sudden it drops down to Montreal from Child of God, from the punk rock Child of God to Montreal. So
vinyl, you're saying, is
that's
the vinyl, preferred.
That's the way to go. Yeah, if you're in a rock and roll mood, you just put side A on. Yeah. Vinyl's always the way to go.
Vinyl's always the way to go.
Absolutely. That's cool. And what, you know, inspired you to go vinyl this time around?
I've been wanting to for a really long time. Mm-hmm. It's always a financial thing. Mm-hmm. Vinyl's really expensive. Yeah. So that was sort of the reasoning behind the big Kickstarter goal.
Absolutely.
And our fans came through for us, so we are gifted with our very first vinyl release.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Awesome. That's great. I actually missed a song. I'm sorry about that. We skipped a song set list. Do you want to do that one now?
Sure, we can do that one.
Awesome. Yeah. So this next song that we're going to be hearing performed live by the Gasoline Lollipops is the song Jesus Ain't Dead. This is a live in-studio session with the Gasoline Lollipops during the local lunch hour here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Thanks for supporting your local college radio station and also local musicians.
Home in bed, and Elvis is cooking him eggs. The Hendrix and Joplin, they went out to go shopping. They'll be home before noon with the digs.
and all of God's children are out busy building an ark for to sail on the flood. But them wafers ain't meat, they're just made of wheat, and no one ever got drunk off of blood. Yeah, so pass that wine around, my friends. Redemption will just have to wait. We'll be drunk by the time this world comes to an end. I see at the old pearly gates.
KCSU Fort Collins. That was a live performance of the song Jesus Ain't Dead by the Gasoline Lollipops. They are here live in the station with me for this local lunch hour. We're having a good time talking and listening to them play awesome tunes. I like that one a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, I noticed that was kind of the first song so far that kind of has the typical upright bass like sound to it.
The 1-5 type stuff. Yeah.
I was going to ask you, you know, what inspired you to start playing the upright bass? It's a big instrument.
It's a very big instrument.
It's a kind of, I'm sure, taller a hassle, you know.
It's a pretty big hassle. So, I actually started on electric. I actually started on oboe.
Okay.
And I moved to electric, like everyone, you know. That's natural progression, yeah. And then I moved to electric, and I started, you know, I was into funk and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started getting into jazz.
Okay,
and
cool.
There's so many great jazz bass players that
Absolutely.
Play upright. So it was a natural progression. Mm-hmm. And then I started bowing more because I heard this guy named Edgar Meyer, who was just
incredible.
Ridiculous. Yeah, kind of blows your mind. What he can do with the bow on the bass.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I was like, I want to do that. And then I went to school for it. So
awesome.
That's what I did. Yeah.
That's a great journey. It brought you.
Yeah. And it brought me to Colorado eventually. Mm-hmm. And I met up with these guys
Absolutely.
About
where
4 years ago.
Yeah. Where he could sufficiently cast his pearls before swine.
No.
all that college education. For what?
1-5. Well, that's what the bass does. Yeah. It's like you gotta make everyone else. Our job is to make everyone feel comfy.
Yeah.
Our bass player once told me that your job is to be like a pillow for everyone else when they're soloing or playing.
That's sweet,
yeah,
Brad.
And it's like, so that's
your job. I
never
thought to describe
is.
You that mm-hmm. way.
Yeah,
that's
what it is.
But you know, you also get you get solos in there too, which is
yeah,
really
yeah,
awesome.
Which I you know you they tolerate solos. They tolerate mm-hmm. them.
Whatever.
No, I think
crowd,
that's awesome.
The crowd's always screaming for him.
Yeah.
Bad Brad. We want more
this
Bad
is,
Brad.
This is Clay's nickname for me. Yeah.
And now it's all of the Gas Pops fans.
Now it's your kid's
you.
Favorite name.
Yeah, that's my kid. That's how he name knows him every time he comes around. Hey, Bad Brad.
Yeah, Lil Cohen. Yeah.
That's great. Well, did both of you, and this is a question for both of you, did you both start out, you know, being like, I want to play kind of country, bluegrass, rockabilly type music?
I was going to say that there comes a point when you're playing music where it's like, you just want to play good music. Yeah. You just want to play good music. Like,
Absolutely.
And I was very fortunate to like meet up with Clay here,
mm-hmm.
who's a fantastic songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And really has like real substance to his songs. And then like other players we play with, like our guitar player, Donnie, is just mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's an interesting question, because a lot of my songs, I don't write with country or rockabilly on the mind at all. Mm. And without the guys in the band, I don't think these songs would sound that way. You know?
Interesting.
But, but Donnie definitely brings out out a personality in the songs, and then I hear what he's doing, so then I accentuate that with my rhythm and the way that I'm playing, and Brad does the same. So the songs as they stand in my living room are very different than what they are after I bring them to the band.
That's cool. That's really awesome. The reason I asked about country music is because you were nominated and you won Best Country Artist with the Denver Westward in 2016.
That award goes fully to Donnie.
Fully to Donnie.
Playing that telecaster.
That's awesome. And then you also won Best Local Musician / Group with the Colorado Daily for this year, 2017. So that's really cool. And I also want to ask, this is a fun question, but what would you guys give, like, what would you award your band for something that you all think you do really well, or just like a funny?
Sexiest. Hands down, we're the sexiest
most beautiful.
Band.
Yeah.
most beautiful, sexiest, talented.
Forever.
Stylish.
Every year.
We're not full of ourselves. Of course not. Yeah.
But that's an interesting question. I mean, how do you answer that question?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
What
like,
award would I give?
I wouldn't really give. I couldn't say.
We are the humblest band that ever has been. That's the award.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
All right. Yeah. Humblest band, 2017.
Yeah,
and
right there. Yeah.
Gasoline Lollipop.
But I need the trophy. To be big.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be made out of solid
6 feet minimum.
I'll make it happen. So we're going to listen to this last song that you guys are going to play for us today before we end out this session. This is Santa Maria. If you wanted to give any explanation about this song before we jump into it.
Well, we play an annual show down in Belize.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah, every January. Yeah. We'll be down there January 18th through like the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
We play the 19th, 20th, and 21st. So tickets are still fairly cheap to get down there. But anyways, this is our like Belize theme song. It takes place down in it takes place in Mexico, close enough.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah, they're pretty close.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a love song.
You got it. So this is the song Santa Maria, performed live by the Gasoline Lollipops here in the Local Lunch Hour show and in the 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins station. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for listening.
Santa Maria, I need your blessing. Please guide my hand and my gun. You've seen my sweet señorita and I in deep caresses. Now if I don't save my love, mamacita, your boy is done. I admit she's not in the purest of professions. Well, she's got nothing but her body left to sell. With your help, I was planning to get her into confession. The dirty dog that holds her straight to hell. Santa Maria. Thank you.
up on my look that I'm looking for heat. My black ass back and the spurs on my feet. Six guns, the only tongue I got that speaks. Everybody knows who I came here for. Name Sandman hangs on his door. Everybody knows that I can't afford to buy my love, so I'm stealing it for. Said Sandman, come outside, I scream. I'm hungry for your blood. Finding you guilty for the crime of putting the price on love. Penalty is death, I say, come on and beat it if you can. The door swings wide, the children hide. Santa Maria, hold my hand. Never mind the gun that you're pointing at me, hombre. Got a lot of nerves, I'm coming to serve some. Death warned to the fastest gun in the desert. Never mind the now, it's too late to go back. You're gonna die for your angel and there's honor in that. I should probably let you know that there's only horse here. You die anyway, but there's my rear. I pull my pistol quick, I let go a few last shots. The adrenaline runs like razors, stomach's all in knots. I'm choking on the gun smoke.
KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard a live performance of the song Santa Maria by the Gasoline Lollipops, and what a song to end on. That was a lot of fun. I really liked that one a lot. Of course.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, that was, I could hear, you know, obviously the Latin influence, but then the jazz that you were talking about earlier. So that's awesome.
And rap.
And rap, you know.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's so cool. I love that kind of stuff. I wanted to ask you, you know, one more question before you go, because I'm personally curious. Why the name Gasoline Lollipops? Because I feel like lollipops made out of gasoline aren't the best or healthiest thing.
I was going to name it Fire and Ice, but then I found out that that was a Calvin Klein cologne.
And the story of Fire and Ice is actually a book, too.
See? So that was already taken.
Okay.
So I took gasoline lollipops instead.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Well, I actually, when I was a kid, I loved lollipops. I was perpetually sucking on a lollipop. Mm-hmm. And my dad was a truck driver, as many people know. One day, we were at this truck stop. I got out of the truck, and my lollipop fell out of my mouth and landed in a puddle of gasoline, you know, with the rainbows all over it. And I didn't think twice. I just picked it up. I stuck it in my mouth. And it made a lasting impression on me, one that I never forgot.
I would think so,
And when it came time to pick a band name...
You're like, I got it.
Yeah, I mean, that was stamped right on the front of my cerebral cortex. And so I just, it just came out of my mouth. Before I could take it back, the band all agreed on it. And
Universally.
Yeah. And we had already named our first album that, self-titled. Yeah. So I needed to write the album, so I didn't have time to think about a new band name.
Already booked the show.
You guys just do that. You do things in advance, and you're like, oh, this is fine. This is how this works.
Gotta have deadlines.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to let people know where they can find you, you know, out in the world and in the internet world.
Out in the world, most immediately will be the Aggie Theater this Friday. With Whippoorwill. And yes, we do have a web presence at Facebook, gasolinelollipops.com, and Bandcamp.
Gotcha. Awesome. And also the web, regular website.
Gasolinelollipops.com.
You got it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Clay and Brad, for coming in. I had a great time.
Thanks for having us.
Talking to you and listening to these awesome tunes. I hope that we can get your CD when it comes out December 16th.
For sure. We'll send it to you right away.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, this has been a live in-studio session with members of the Gasoline Lollipops here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. My name is TBD. Thanks for listening to this episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. I would like to thank Clay and Brad of the Gasoline Lollipops for taking the time to come into the station. My name is Haley Giustino, DJ TBD. I hosted this interview, engineered the audio, and produced this podcast. If you would like to hear more podcast episodes from us, you can find them at kcsufm.com, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes.